From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. When President Trump met with Chinese President Xi Jinping about a month ago, they agreed to a 100-day action plan to address trade barriers between the two countries. Now those discussions appear to be clearing the way for more U.S. beef and biotechnology. The three co-chairs were able to reach consensus on issues including agricultural trade, financial services, investment, and energy. As previously reported, negotiators cut a deal on both U.S. beef exports to China and Chinese chicken to the U.S. The timeline for both is no later than July 16th. Robert Lighthizer, an international trade lawyer schooled in fighting trade battles with China and other countries, easily won Senate confirmation as U.S. trade representative, putting in place the last major piece of President Trump's trade team. Democrats delayed action on Lighthizer for weeks, insisting he get a waiver for previous legal work for foreign interests, but most ultimately supported his nomination. The Senate approved the nomination 82-14. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue makes his first appearance before lawmakers this week, and he's expected to defend his department's reorganization plan that includes eliminating the Undersecretary for Rural Development. Perdue, who testifies today before the House Ag Committee, is likely to be asked what he can do to help cotton growers and dairy producers that both lost a bid for assistance included in the 2017 budget agreement enacted in April. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.